Hi, I'm Lisa Loeb, and this is the hour of the day when you and I get together to listen to the most popular songs from the not-too-distant past. Remember when the Olympics were in Atlanta? Jerry Maguire was at the Cineplex, and you didn't really know what a DVD was? That was the 90s. I lived through it, and I kind of like that decade. And if you, too, like the final 10 years of the 20th century, especially the music, then you're in the right place. We've got some of your radio favorites from the 90s just ahead, along with some fun factoids. And in fact, we're going to start playing some music for you right now. Now, this is a band who really helped define the sound of the 90s. It's the Gin Blossoms as we spin Nothing But 90s.
I didn't ask, they shouldn't have told me. First I'd laugh, but now
nothing but
that, of course, is one of the more personal and articulate artists from the 1990s, Alanis Morissette. We're delving into 90s music, and I'm Lisa Loeb. And speaking of articulate artists from the 90s, here's a song from someone who recently decided to try his hand at musical theater. He's a smarty pants, so I'm sure he'll do well with that. In fact, word is out that his theatrical project will be staged in New York City very soon, and that's pretty impressive. This is the 1996 track that put him on the musical map nationwide. It's Duncan Sheik on Nothing But 90s.
Well, I know what you're doing. I see it all too clear. I only taste the saline when I kiss away your tears. You really had me going. I see it all too clear.
It was the decade of Monica.
Don't be my friends. I'm my new friends.
And Monica.
But I want to say one thing. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
It's Nothing But 90s.
She hands me my raincoat. Sometimes.
Matchbox 20 here on Nothing But 90s. That song was one of the four huge hits on that album from those guys. A popular album and a huge career ever since from Rob Thomas and Matchbox 20. I'm Lisa Loeb, and we know you love your 90s music. So we'll be right back with three singers, all of whom have something in common. And you can check that out after these messages.
Email your request to Lisa Loeb at nothingbut90s.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Loeb, and this is my new radio show where I get to play your favorite songs from the 90s. The next three singers in a row were all born in the same year. Think you can figure it out? Go right ahead, start Googling. First up, it's Dolores O'Riordan, lead singer of the band The Cranberries.
It was the last decade with a decent name. You've got nothing but 90s.
Nothing but 90s.
We just heard two singers in a row born in 1971. First was Dolores from the Cranberries, and that was Ed Kowalczyk, lead vocalist for the band called Live. Hi, I'm Lisa Loeb, and I wasn't born in 1971, but we'll round out this set of music with one more singer who was. This qualifies as 90s music by the skin of its teeth, since the CD came out in June of 1999. And this singer born in 1971 is Dido.
I didn't hear you leave. I wonder how am I still here? And I don't wanna move a thing. It might change my memory.
This is Nothing But 90s.
Oh, I must be in the right place.
No, 1990s. Yeah, pensions is down the hall.
Oh, sorry.
Nothing But 90s.
The one and only blues traveler here on Nothing But 90s. You know, a bunch of 90s artists are no longer out there making music, but those guys still rock. In fact, if you want to see a great live band, catch Blues Traveler next time they come through town. And if you're near Memphis when the Beale Street Blues Festival is happening, you can catch John Popper and company live at the festival. And if you're really lucky and you eat meat, maybe you'll get some great ribs for dinner while you're there. I'm Lisa Loeb, and I love talking about food and music in the same breath, but that's not what this show is about. We're all about 90s music. And since we just heard something from the late 90s a moment ago, next we'll hear something from the mid-90s, so stick around.
Hey, hey, it's Robbie from the Goo Goo Dolls, and you are listening to Nothing But 90s with your host, and I'm Lisa Loeb.
Could you whisper in my ear things you wanna feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. Live with all your faults. I wanna wake up where you are.
And now, some math.
Add 20 to the 70s or take 10 from the noughties, and what do you get?
Absolutely nothing
but 90s. But 90s.
That track represents kind of a double dip into 90s music. It's a late 90s cover from Sixpence None the Richer, but it's a remake of an early 90s song from a band called The Laws. By the way, when I appeared at some of the Lilith Fair concerts back in 1998 and 99, I got to meet the members of Sixpence None the Richer, and they were so sweet and so nice. And actually, we just got news that their lead singer, Lee Nash, has a solo album coming out in August. Hey, I'm Lisa Loeb, and this next band was nowhere near the Lilith Fair. There's nothing girly about them. It's Green Day from 1995 here on Nothing But 90s.
Your hacky sacks, Rubik's Cubes, and Care Bears. Throw in your mini cell phoning podcasting MP3 blogging things. Toss them into the Dukes of Hazzard trunk and tell Buck Rogers to drive it to the place where E.T. came from. This is Nothing But 90s.
I step off the train. I'm walking down your street again.
Wrapping up our hour of 90s music for today, that's Britain's Everything But The Girl. Back in 1996, that version of Missing was absolutely everywhere, and it was really a brilliant track. At least, that's what they would say in England. Brilliant. Simply brilliant. Well, if you think it's a brilliant idea to pile up all the best 90s music in one place, then check us out again tomorrow. I'm Lisa Loeb. We call this show Nothing But 90s, because that's exactly what we play. Now, if there's something you'd like to hear, a specific song, email me at lisaloeb@nothingbut90s.com. We'll explore more of the pre-TiVo era at this same time tomorrow. See you then. Hi, I'm Lisa Loeb. The 90s were a very important time for me. And if you have fond memories of the songs on the radio back then you'll love what we're about to play for you right now. It'll bring back a lot of great memories. Like, remember when Amy Fisher was in the news? And Ross Perot was running for president? And George Clooney was a new face on TV? That was the 90s. And despite all the tabloid journalism, it was a fine time for music. We call this show Nothing But 90s, and we'll be spending this hour together flashing back to those more innocent times when we actually went to the store to buy CDs. Just ahead are tracks from Dave Matthews, Sarah McLachlan, and other artists who are either cute, influential, or both. Back when this band started, everyone thought their lead singer should be on TV because of his personality and his looks, and lo and behold, now he is. This is Martin McGrath fronting Sugar Ray back then, and this one kicks off this hour of Nothing But 90s.
Every morning there's a halo hanging from the corner of my girlfriend's four-post bed.
Don't say a word. Every morning.
This is Nothing But 90s with Lisa Loeb.
We, the jury, find Orenthal James Simpson not guilty and not guilty of the crime of murder.
Nothing But 90s.
All right, stop.
Doesn't mean much.
That woman changed the face of music back in the 90s, and that's no exaggeration. In 1997, the first official Lilith Fair toured the country, opening doors for female artists from every walk of life. I played on those shows, too. By the way, that's Sarah McLachlan, and 97 was also the same year that she released the Surfacing album. And that's where you'll find the song we just heard from Sarah. Thanks for listening. I'm Lisa Loeb, and 1 year after Sarah's CD came out, some of her fellow Canadians hit the big time. Seriously. We're talking about Bare Naked Ladies. And this was the song that blew up for those guys. And you've got it right now on Nothing But 90s.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room. I realized it's all my fault but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me. But it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Nothing but 90s.
Step out the front door like a ghost into a fog where no one notices the contrast of white on white.
Now there's a vocalist with a very distinctive sound and a great song, but probably, unfortunately, is better known for his freaky hair. That's Adam Duritz leading the way for Counting Crows from their CD released in late 1993. I'm Lisa Loeb. Thanks for hanging out with me on the radio as we reminisce about the 90s. Can you believe some of this music is 12, 13, and 14 years old? Amazing, isn't it? Well, if you lost track of 90s music, have no fear. We're here to keep it all together for you, and there's more right after this. Hi again, Lisa Loeb here. I lived through it, and I remember it. The 1990s. And this show is called Nothing But 90s, and that should be a pretty obvious clue that we are all about great songs released between 1990 and 1999. And this one qualifies. It's from 1992, and it's from an artist who hails from the great city of New York. Damn, it's the one and only Sophie B. Hawkins.
I am extremely proud to announce
that John Glenn of Ohio will get his long-awaited and much-deserved second flight.
Roger, Zero-G. I feel fine. Capsule is turning around. Oh, that view is tremendous.
You're listening to Nothing But 90s.
That song was a huge hit the same year that astronaut John Glenn went back up into outer space at the age of 77. That's Edwin McCain from 1998 and I'll Be. I'm Lisa Loeb. We're looking back at the music of the 90s, and it's funny because for a lot of the artists like me who had their first big hits in the 90s, it was the music from the 70s and 80s that influenced us. Well, now, a decade or more later, these 90s songs have their own legacy. Take Melissa Etheridge, for example. There are young female rockers out there who grew up on her music, and we actually talked with Melissa about that, and she said that she really feels that it's important.
It was my dream that my music could touch people and become a part of people's lives the way that pieces of music became a part of mine, the soundtrack to my life, that I can hear a song. I can hear a Pat Benatar song and go back to, oh, God, remember 1980? And I hope that my music can not only do that, but someone can take it on and get a power or a strength or an understanding or just an inspiration from it. I know that music has done that for me, and I hope it can be that for others.
Please, baby, can't you see my mind's a burning hell? I'm the only one. I'm the only one.
Nothing but
90s.
Two artists in a row who were active both musically and politically back in the 90s, and they remain so today. Dave Matthews right there and Melissa Etheridge right before Dave here on Nothing But 90s. I'm Lisa Loeb, and right now we're running through a great string of hit music from the last decade. Up just ahead, some musicians who aren't the only musicians in their family. What are we talking about? Stay tuned and find out. Welcome back to Nothing But 90s. I'm Lisa Loeb, and this is Austin, Texas's own Fastball.
They made up their minds, and they started packing. They left before the sun came up that day.
They swarm him in that double. They do want to be.
There goes a piece of 90s music that actually has its roots in the 80s. That's the DNA remix of Suzanne Vega's song Tom's Diner, which Suzanne first sang a cappella in 1987. Suzanne Vega, of course, started out as what might be called a folk artist, but most of her 90s music really had some incredible rhythms and production in it because it was produced by Mitchell Froom, the very talented producer who worked on her CDs and also happened to be her husband at the time. See, it pays to have other musicians in the family. In fact, let's spin two more songs in a row from artists who aren't the only performers in their families. And we'll continue this mini-set with the son of Randy Bachman from the Guess Who and BTO. And this is Tal Bachman on Nothing But 90s.
She's blood, flesh and bone, no touch of silicone.
She's so high, high above.
up anymore.
And that would be me, Lisa Loeb, from the Tales album from the fall of 1995. And yes, if you were paying attention, we said that we'd hear music from artists with other musicians in their family. Well, my brother Ben Loeb is a composer and arranger, and he helped on that album. And right now, my sister Debbie has new music coming out. So there are lots of musical Loebs running around. But of course, I'm the only one you're listening to right now. The name of this show is Nothing But 90s, and that's the deal. We spend time recapping some of the best music of the last decade. If you've got a favorite song from the 90s, you can email me directly at lisaloeb@nothingbut90s.com. Next time we get together, we'll have more cool songs and more information, both useful and useless. But until then, remember, this decade has no name, but the 90s do. See you soon.